take my words too seriously. All the words of Torah we're going to say today, God willing, will be in memory of Hena Breina, Badar of Tzvi Hirsch. The neshama should, God willing, get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all the learning we're going to do will be in her memory and her merit. I got a lot of feedback from last week's shiur regarding davening mincha between chatzot, midday, and the half an hour after chatzot that you're supposed to wait. So excuse me for this particular photocopy, but I just wanted to quote it. A student of mine, Elad Schlesinger, who is a very, very big Talmud Chacham and has a great deal of knowledge, heard the shiur and sent me this from a book called Halichot Shevet HaLevi. Who is the Shevet HaLevi? And don't say the tribe of Levi. The Shevet HaLevi was Rav Vosner. Rav Vosner was the posek for the Edah Haredit, basically. He died in 2015, so we're talking about a person very, very contemporary. And I'll just paraphrase what it says here, just to make up from last week. He says that when he had a yeshiva, they used to daven mincha at times between chatzot, and the half an hour after chatzot. They wouldn't wait. Why? He says here, in order not to break the sidrei halimud of the yeshiva. The yeshiva has a schedule, lunch is at a certain time. If they would have to push off mincha, they would be what? What's the word in yeshiva? What's the most derogatory thing you could say? Bitul Torah. So for Bitul Torah, he felt that you can daven between chatzot and the half an hour after chatzot with the following logic. Not right away, but 20 minutes in, not half an hour. Why 20 minutes in? So when I originally read it, I thought because he goes by Sha'ot Zmaniyot, you know, relative minutes, not exact 60-minute minutes. But it turns out, no, he writes here, in order for the Chazal made a takana, that you have to have a heker after chatzot, a certain time period that you don't daven, so 20 minutes is enough. You don't need exactly a half an hour. They said a half an hour. But it's not that it's written in stone. And the second reason he brings is in the name of Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden, we said before, was a very, very idiosyncratic person. He learned by his own. He wrote against everyone in the world. He actually had a printing press totally paid for by the government, so he was the first blogger in history. And Rav Yaakov Emden writes at the end of the page that he believes it's fine to daven at chatzot, but why do we daven a little bit afterwards, to make sure that you daven mincha in the afternoon. So it doesn't have to be exactly a half an hour. So I just wanted to bring that in to make up for last week. So if last week we said we should daven between chatzot and a half an hour after chatzot, so people don't go home after the Kiddush on Shabbos, and don't daven mincha, look what happens in a yeshiva where hopefully everybody davens. But just in order not to have Bitul Torah, the Shevet HaLevi felt that you could do it. For good reasons, for good reasons. That is a makeup from last week. With that, let's go into this week. Today's shiur, I don't think we're going to finish. You can leave it by you. You can read it in your free time. It's always nice to read about what Gedolei Yisrael did. This morning's shiur is going to deal with a different question. A question that I believe comes up in almost every single shul that is around the country, around the world, at this time of the year. The Shailan whiskey, by the way, what the bracha is. I won't get into that. Yeah.
Now the shul furniture up for grabs for free, if you know of any shuls, if anyone knows of any congregations, young congregations that need shul furniture.
Okay.
From the Moatza Dati to send out some photographs.
Okay. We will actually follow up. Yeah. Gentlemen, what I wanted to deal with today is a question that comes up a lot at this time of the year, and I'll try to paraphrase it with the following description. What time is Mincha de Shabbos? Friday night. 4:30, whatever it is. How many people are in shul at 4:30? Harold's in shul. David's in shul.
He's always on time.
Everyone's on time. Gentlemen, at this time of the year, with Shabbos coming in so early, you all know very well that people get to shul with their tongues almost out of their mouths if they get to shul, and they come in late. And it's a big problem because Shabbos is so early. In the summer months, you could probably say they're chalashing to get to shul so they can eat. So therefore, they'll come on time. They'll come right on time. They'll tell the rabbi, don't you dare speak tonight. If you speak tonight, we shoot you and we leave. And quite frankly, if a chazan sings too much, he's also shot in the head. But in the winter, It's a big problem. Now, eventually, everyone gets the shul. But at 4:30, whenever mincha is, it's a problem. So, the question I have for you today is a very simple one. You come to shul on time. Let's say candle lighting was at 4:30. And Efrat, the minhag is to accept Shabbos 18 minutes before Shkia. We'll explain later why. 4:30 is candle lighting. Mincha was set for 4:35, 5 minutes after candle lighting. So you can wish good Shabbos to your wife and your kids, and you can get to shul. At 4:35, Harold's in shul with Bruce, and there's exactly 5 people there. Together with them, they have to wait for 5 more people. Now, eventually, they'll trickle in. But what will happen at 4:48? Shkia! Sunsets at 4:48, which creates 2 problems for us. And we'll bring in a third. Problem number 1. Hilchos Mincha. When do you have to finish davening Mincha every day? Perhaps at Shkia. So you're going to... We'll get to that later. Perhaps at Shkia. Problem number 2 is Hilchos Tosefet Shabbos. We have a halacha, which we'll deal with today, that you have to add on a little bit from Friday on to Shabbos. In other words, diminish your Friday in honor of Shabbos. If you daven mincha after 4:48, perhaps in terms of the laws of mincha, you're covered. We'll get to this later, but the Rama says you can daven up until Tzeta Kochavim. But in terms of Tosefet Shabbos, how can you say it's Shabbos and you're davening mincha Friday? So this is the question we're going to deal with today. Do you wait for a minyan? Or do you just daven biyichidus in order to gain davening before Shkia and Tosefet Shabbos? Do you wait for a minyan or don't you? This is a question that was thrown my way, not from a community that's necessarily from. And I have to admit that in this particular community, it happens to be that whoever comes in late will not daven mincha. What usually happens to Jews that are not so much into davening that come in late? They come into shul. What page are you up to? That's where I'm to. So they come into davening, let's say, davening Shabbos mornings at 9 o'clock, and they come in 10 o'clock. What page are we up to? Laning. Okay. Birkos HaShachar. Who knows what that is? Shachris. We'll forget about that. Amidah of Shachris. Off. Kriyat Shema. Absolutely off. Wherever you are. So Friday night, they're coming into shul. If you daven mincha b'yechidus, and they come in after Shkia, let's say at 4:50, it's before Tzeta Kochavim, but it is after Shkia, maybe they won't daven. What do you do? So in order to get into this sugya, let's first read something that has to be known to all of us. The Shulchan Aruch says in the first source on the page, in Siman Reish Samech Gimel, Seif Tedvav, that whoever did not daven mincha on Erev Shabbos, Ad shekiblu akahal Shabbat, until the congregation already accepted Shabbos, lo yitpalel mincha b'oto beit ha-kneset, ala yilech lechutz l'oto beit ha-kneset, v'yitpalel tfilah shel chol, v'hu shelo kibel Shabbat imahem. So if a guy walks into shul, and they did daven at 4:35, and he walks in at 4:47, he still has to daven mincha. Where should he daven? Outside. Why? Because the congregation already accepted Shabbos. How do you accept Shabbos congregationally? Mizmashir Liyom HaShabbos. Harold's suggestion. Any other suggestions around the table?
Kabbalat Shabbat,
maybe Lechun Aranana finished, maybe Yedid Nefesh, maybe Lechadodi, maybe Baruch Hu. Many different suggestions. But suffice it to say, if the congregation finished Mincha and accepted Shabbos, whatever that might mean, if you come in late, you have to daven outside. Fine. Aval imana v'kibel Shabbat imahem. But if this gentleman came into shul at 4:48 and they wished him a good Shabbos, and he sees that they're singing Lechadodi, let's say, and he starts to sing Lechadodi with them, or Mizmashir Liyom HaShabbos. And then he says, whoops, I forgot to daven mincha. What's the halacha? He's missed mincha. Now there's still time for mincha. He can daven, as we said, according to the Rama, until Tzeta Kochavim. So how come he missed mincha? Explains the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Hainu shana baruchu v'asau ba'atzmo kodesh ba'aniyat baruchu ve'echi asena achar kacho. If he's already into Shabbos, meaning it's Saturday, how can he go back to Friday? Once you're into Saturday, it's Shabbos. You can't make it Friday again. And therefore, that's the halacha. So if you come into shul late, you see they already finished mincha, you should daven outside.
But
If you've accepted Shabbos in any which way, and again, we don't know what the word accepted Shabbos means yet, whatever that means. Either you said to yourself at Shabbos, or you said Lechuna Ranana, or you said something or another that it made you accept the Shabbos. According to this simple Shulchan Aruch, you can't daven Mincha, you got to daven Ma'ariv twice. Yeah.
Well, you're sort of giving it away, because the Mishnah Berurah is saying that you answer the Baruch Hu.
Right, the Mishnah Berurah says Baruch Hu, but you can take the Shulchan Aruch and there are other points of view and say it's not Baruch Hu, it's saying Good Shabbos, it's saying Lechuna Ranana, Yedid Nefesh, whatever it might be. But we're going to use this Baruch Hu later. Believe me, we're going to use it. Yes. Pardon? So, a congregation that davens mincha after Shkia, they are covered in terms of the laws of mincha, because it's Ramos says you can daven till Tzeita Kochavim. But what are they losing out on, according to this simple reading right now? Tosefes, Shabbos. They didn't add anything onto Shabbos, it's already Shabbos. Correct? But the question is like this. Let's go in order. We said there's a problem with mincha, which is a small problem, because the Ramah says you can daven until Tzeita Kochavim, and as pointed out in many shuls, you can daven up until that's what Tzeita Kochavim, and they do it on purpose. But we have a second problem, Tosefet Shabbos. You have to add on from Friday onto Shabbos. Now, if you would have asked me in the middle of the night, what is Tosefet Shabbos? I'd say, oh, Tosefet Shabbos, you got to add on. That's why the candle lighting time is 18 minutes before, and not exactly a minute before Shkia, or at Shkia. Right? Well,
that's a requirement to add on?
Yeah, so let's see. Is there a requirement to add on? Let's look at the next source on the page. Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tet Amud Bet, says as follows. Daf Tet Amud Aleph, by the way. Everyone corrected on their source sheet. The Mosifin Michol HaKodesh Minalan. How do you know you have to diminish from Friday and add on to Friday in order to make it Shabbos, and vice versa? On Saturday night, do the same thing. The Gemara says, Nafkinan Le'miditanya. This is where we learn it from. V'yinitemet nafshotechem ba'erev. Mi'erev b'tisha b'chodesh ba'erev. Mi'erev ad erev tishpetu shabbatchem. It says with regard to a certain fast day that's on the 10th of the month that you don't say tachanun for 2 weeks afterwards. Which fast day am I talking about? And don't say asara b'tevet. Yom Kippur. 10th of the month, you get a prize, you don't say tachanun for 2 weeks. That was the joke for the day. If you ever want to get your kids into it Friday night, they're sleeping, tell them, what fast day is on the 10th of the month that afterwards you don't say tachanun for 2 weeks. And it will take them about 2 or 3 minutes. I tried this, it's not an easy answer. Well, the Torah doesn't say you have to fast on the 10th of the month. It says, v'initemet nafshotichem, b'tisha b'chodesh, on the 9th of Tishrei, ba'erev. Mi'erev ad'erev tishpetu shabbatchem. So the Gemara says, I thought Yom Kippur is on the 10th. It's called Tzomah HaAsur, the fast of the 10th. Where did it become the 9th? The Gemara answers, HaKeitzad. Matchilu mitaneh mi ba'od yom, melameid, shemosifin michol al hakodesh. When do you start the fast of Yom Kippur? So if Shkia, let's say, on Erev Yom Kippur was at 5:45, let's say, when will the fast begin? Before 5:45, because you have to add on from the day before onto Yom Kippur. So 5:45, all bets are off, because Shkia begins a period of Ben Hashmashot, twilight, which is Safek Yom, Safek Laila, Safek the Oraisa Lechum, where you have to fast then. You have to take a time where you don't have to fast, and you have to start fasting then. So 5 minutes before, 10 minutes before, as I said, the minhag is 18 minutes before. So if Shkia was at 5:45 on Erev Yom Kippur, when would the fast begin? Your wife will light candles, if she lights candles for Yom Kippur. And when would the fast begin? The gentleman, this is not rocket science. 5:27. 18 minutes before 5:45. Fine. We know this is Yom Kippur. It's learned out from a pasuk. Then the Gemara goes on to say, "En li'ala Yom Kippurim." So by Yom Kippur, there's an mefurash pasuk that says you have to start fasting on the 9th, which is what we do. We started at 5:27 on the 9th. Shabbatot minayan. How do we know we have to do this every Shabbos? Yom Kippur is called a Shabbos. But how do we know we have to do it every Shabbos? Tamud lamar tishbetu. Yamim tovim minayan, tamud lamar shabbatchem. Kol makom sheyesh bo shvut, mosifin bichol lakodesh. So if you read this Gemara, what is your conclusion? Do you have to add on every Shabbos and Yontif? Absolutely. However, we even though the Gemara is very straightforward, there's no descending views. The Shulchan Aruch, when he passed into this halacha on the right side of the page, doesn't say, Moisifid Michal Lakodesh. What does he say? Yesh Omrim. What does Yesh Omrim mean? What does some say mean? That others say otherwise, right?
If you don't like the first
there are those out there that say, what immediately do you conclude? That you don't say that way. That the speaker is not going to say that. There are those that say, when you say those that say, you're not about to say, and I agree with them. You're going to say, there are those that say. Well, the Shulchan Aruch says, there are those that say, what does it mean? That some people don't say it. Yesh omrim, he says, shetzarich lo'osif michol al hakodesh, ubivat she'osif eiz zman she'yeh badai yom michol al hakodesh. And the Beis Yosef, if you want to know the source of it, you go to the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Karo wrote the Beit Yosef before he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch is a summary of the Beis Yosef. So you go to the Beis Yosef. You're not going to go to the Beis Yosef, so I put it on the page for you. The Beis Yosef says the following, gentlemen. The Rosh paskins this. The Rif paskins this. And he explains that it's a Mefurash Gemara. But if you look on the left side of the page, who doesn't paskin it? The Rambam. The Rambam only paskins Tosefet with regard to Yom Kippur fasting. He does not even paskin it on Yom Kippur itself with regard to the Isurei Melacha. In other words, you can start the fast at 5:27 and still put on the TV, if you watch TV, look at your phone, if you have a phone, etc. So the Rambam doesn't paskin Tosefes, Shabbos, and Yontif. Now, you all know Rav Yosef Karo. When he paskined the Halacha, today we would call him a Reformed Jew. But then he wasn't called a Reformed Jew. How did he paskin Halacha? So on the Beis Yosef, he brought all the Rishonim up until his point of time. And then what did he say? I'm going to paskin halacha based on the three bedrocks of our tradition, which are the three legs. Rosh, Rif, Rambam. What happens if they disagree? Majority rules. So I got the Rif and the Rosh saying there is a Tosefes. After all, it's a simple reading of the Gemara. How the Rambam, by the way, reads this Gemara is a big question, because the Gemara is straightforward, but we won't get into that today. The Rambam disagrees, so the Beis Yosef paskins like the two out of the three. Two out of three, he paskins like. However, in deference to the Rambam, which he always likes the paskin like, he doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch, boom, this is the halacha. What does he say?
Yesh
Omrim. Very good. So, we follow the Yesh Omrim. Ultimately, in all the candlelighting times, everybody will follow the Yesh Omrim. They will always put candlelighting a little bit before Shkia. If the Rambam was the Mara Da'atra, he probably put candlelighting one split minute before Shkia, because there is no din of Tosefes Shabbos. He doesn't want people to light candles on Shabbos. Perhaps he would make a certain siyag and say it's a good idea to light 5 minutes before, but he will not ever say there's a din of Tosefes Shabbos. Now, just to be very clear, Tosefes Shabbos, according to this Gemara, if you read it, is it the Oraisa or the Rabbanan?
Can't be the Oraisa.
Why can't it be the Oraisa?
And then the Rambam would paskin that you have Tosefes Shabbos.
Again, the Rambam says there is no din. But I'm saying those that paskin that there is a Tosefes Shabbos. Right. However, that's what I would have said. There's only one problem with your beautiful Svara. How does the Gemara go ahead and say? It doesn't say the Rabbanan made a Gzeira. It learns it out from Psukim. From Yom Kippur, it's a Pasuk. For Shabbos, there's another Pasuk. And for Yontif, there's a Pasuk. So if you look on the bottom of the page, in subnote number 3, you'll see this is a Machlokas Rishonim with most Rishonim, the Tosfos, the Chidushei Aro, the Or Zeruah saying it's the Oraisa, but the Or Zeruah in the name of Rabbeinu Tam says the Rabbanan. However, even if it is the Oraisa, your Svara is good, it can't have an Isser Karet. If you violate Shabbos or Yontif, there's an Isser Karet. Excuse me. Take that back. If you violate Yom Kippur or Shabbos, there's an Isser Karet. Right there in Maseches Yoma, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that if you eat during Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefet Yom Kippur, there's no Karet. Okay? But it is Aser D'Oraisa. On Pesach too, we have that concept. When Pesach comes in, there's an Isser Karet to eat Chametz. On Erev Pesach, there's a lav, perhaps, to eat chametz, again, because of Korban Pesach. Maybe it's a Isser Aseh, not a lav, but there's no kares with it on Erev Pesach. On Pesach itself, there's a kares. So if you eat at 527 on Erev Yom Kippur, or 528, or 529 for that matter, it's an Isser D'oraisa according to many Rishonim, but there's no kares. If you eat at 546, an Isser kares.
Like any other is at Lahachas, where you have to be warned, and you're doing it. Many Jews today, they...
Of course. Absolutely. But the Bir Halacha comes to the conclusion it's a Chashash D'Horaisa, and we have to be Machmir, and therefore, ultimately, he goes ahead and says, even though the Rambam disagrees, we ultimately paskin Tosefes Shabbos, and every community does. So even though the Shulchan Aruch tried to give kavod to the Rambam with his Yesh Omrim, to sum up, gentlemen, there is a din of Tosefes Shabbos, according to the majority of Rishonim, simple reading of the Gemara. So if you come into Mincha again at 4:35, and it's 4:48 Shkia, and you start davening Mincha at 4:47 or 4:46, and you're in your Shmoneh Esrei by 4:48, 4:49, 4:50, depending how long you daven, you've missed out on a big mitzvah called Tosefes Shabbos, which is a mitzvah, perhaps, L'Oraisa, at best, a Derabbanan. So what do you do? One second. Here's the deliberation. Do you daven the Yechidus and say, I got my Tosefes Shabbos, I got my Mincha, I didn't get a minyan. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't listen to my tefillos as he promised when you do daven in a minyan. But on the other hand, maybe you have to wait for a minyan. What do you do?
What was the risk of not getting a minyan and missing the time?
Right. But you don't miss the time. You miss out on a mitzvah. Tosefes Shabbos. The time of Mincha could be until Tzeitz HaKochavim. We said that many times. Not best. I would definitely not advise. So, once again, I want to be very clear before we get into the question. If you are a Balabayit, and you are in a normative situation, davening should be at 5 minutes max after candle lighting. If candle lighting is 18 minutes before Shkia, I'm not talking about Yerushalayim. In enough time to have a proper Amida with a minyan, a proper Chazarat Hashatz, a Kaddish Yatom after Aleinu, with 2 minutes left before Shkia, where you have a din of Tosefes Shabbos. That's the way it should be. The problem is, when you're in the winter and you don't have that, what do you do? Do you give up on the minyan for the Tosefes Shabbos and davening before Shkia, or do you wait for a minyan? Yeah.
We always do 10 minutes in the shul.
10 minutes after. Whatever.
I was going to say, wait, depends who's davening.
Summer, winter.
We wait till they say the last minute. I've never asked, well, what does that last minute represent?
My question is the Gemara. I mean, the Limud is Yom Kippur, because they have a problem with the Pasuk saying we start fasting on the night. So how do they explain the Pasuk? So he said, well, we start fasting the night before.
How do they get
from there to the 18 minutes?
18 minutes is a long conversation, how they got to 18 minutes.
Right.
Some got to more than 18 minutes. It's based on, one second, it will come back to me, either a Tosfot Harid, I believe that somehow they read into it that it's 18 minutes, a meal before. It has to be a substantial amount of time, and in Halacha, a meal is a substantial amount of time.
Because, I mean, the Pshat in but, the Pasuk you have to start the night before.
The day before. Definition. The day before.
Yeah.
By the way, the Shulchan Aruch does not pass in 18 minutes. He says, Ubilvachi Osif Ezizman. Shiev Vada Yom Michol HaKodesh. So from the Shulchan Aruch perspective, it's enough to have 1 minute, probably.
Yeah,
or perhaps any 30 seconds. Correct. But gentlemen, once again, I want to be very clear. There is a din of Tosefes Shabbos. That's the way it should be. Everyone should encourage every shul to have mincha ample time before Shkia so they can finish before Shkia properly without rushing. And therefore, they can have a din of Tosefes Shabbos. Mincha's over, Tosefes Shabbos. The question is, what happens if it doesn't happen? You come to shul, there's 5 people, what do you do? Do you wait for a minyan, or do you say, forget it, let's daven be yechidus, I'll save myself and all the 4 people with me, I'll get the mincha before Shkia A, B, I'll get the Tosefes Shabbos, which as we saw is a mitzvah d'oraisa according to the majority of Rishonim, or do you wait for a minyan? So what do our poskim say about this? Yes. We haven't seen yet what to do in that in the situation I just described. Based on simple logic, if you're talking about yourself, yes, that's probably what you should do. Now, Let's see what the Gdolei HaPoskim say. The Shmirah Shabbos Kehilchasa, which you all know was written by a great, great man who just died, I think, 2 years ago, Rav Neubert, Zichrono Livracha. A wonderful, wonderful Jew. I mean, a man that, in many ways, revolutionized the way we write Torah Chidushim today. He was standing on the shoulders of Rav Zevin, who wrote the Moadim B'Halacha, to write legible, non-rabbinic Hebrew with footnotes. And he put out the Shmirat Shabbat Kehilchata, which has been an amazing, amazing book that I don't know many homes that don't have it. The only one to now maybe take it over is Rav Malamed's Pnine Halacha. When I went to school, we learned the Shmirat Shabbos Kehilchasa. My kids are already learning Pnine Halacha. They're both wonderful books. I'm not saying this is better than the other. Each one has its strengths and its weaknesses, but the bottom line is, the Shmirat Shabbos Kehilchasa was definitely something that when you learn Hilchos Shabbos, you can't step over. When I was learning Smicha, every test was very simple. When you had Hilchos Nida, Basar V'Cholav, Yoredeya, they told you learn Torah, Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch, and the Nosei Kelim. When it came to Hilchos Shabbos, there was no end. No one knew what you're supposed to learn, what you're not supposed to learn. But it was assumed that you better know the Shmirat Shabbos Kehilchasa. So Rav Neubert writes in the Shmirat Shabbos Kehilchasa, and I'm sorry it's a little cut off here, he writes as follows. You're supposed to daven mincha before Shkia, in order to have enough time before Shkia. And if you're in a shul, and you tell the Gabbai, listen, make mincha earlier. And the Gabbai doesn't listen. He says, we make mincha later. We want to wait for the people to come, and come in, and have a whiskey, and be in a good jolly mood, and then we'll daven mincha. In other words, they're going to finish mincha after shkia. What is the Shmirah Shabbos Kehilchasa Paskin? Turn the page and tell me. Mutav sheit palo beyichidus. Yikabel ta Shabbat lifnei shkia. Me'asher levatel mitzvat tosefes Shabbos. Says Mishira Shabbos Kehilchasa. When you're having davening in a minyan for mincha versus missing out on tosefes Shabbos, what overweighs what? Tosefes Shabbos. Why? Turn the page and let's see why. He didn't just say this for the sake of saying it. He says very simply, number one, mincha, at best, if you daven chakras that day, is it the Rabbanon or the Doraisa? The Rabbanon. Tosefes Shabbos, is it the Doraisa or the Rabbanon? We saw the Doraisa. So he says, the Fibro Poposkin, Tosefes Shabbos, the Doraisa. A Doraisa trumps, excuse me for the term, a the Rabbanon. I'm not being political. It's just the proper term. Two, the Gamishun Tfilat Mincha. Ayen Siman Reshla Begimah Bemishna Bura Siman Katan Yudalet. The Mutav Yitpalel Bezmana Biyichidut. Yitpalel Bitzibor Achei Shkiat Hachama. If you look in the footnote, you will see that I brought in the footnote on the next page that indeed, what happened to it? It went somewhere. Let it go. Anyway, in the footnote that should have been here, it says that the Mishnah Berurah paskins that if you have a toss-up between davening before Shkia and davening in a minyan after Shkia, you should daven before Shkia. That's the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim's point of view. So based on these two points of view, number one, the Mincha problem, number two, the Tosefes Shabbos problem, the Shmirah Shabbos Kehilchasa paskins, you better daven b'yichidus. Now, I want to explain that it's very simple. We said there's two problems. Number one is Mincha. So he says mincha before shkia is more important than mincha after shkia in the sense of you even give up a minyan for it. You can see the Mishnah Berurah's words. Now I know where the footnote went. It's right here. And ultimately he says, that's his psak every day of the year. Number two, we have the Tosefes Shabbos problem. He says that overrides, trumps, if you voted for him, the din of mincha, which is the Rabbanon. Simple logic. The Oraisa overrides a derabanan. I was in a shir of Rav Asher Weiss recently, and someone used the word, this trumps that, and he asked if you can use a different term, so no one would say it's a political shir, so I've adopted the custom. When he becomes president, then I don't think it'll be a problem. Yes?
Question. How come nobody brings in about Tartar Desatre also?
What's Tartar Desatre?
If you're davening Mincha after Shkia, and you're davening Mar in the same time zone, then that's also a little bit of a bio.
Yes, we dealt with that once before.
Right, but I'm saying, how come nobody brings that down?
And no one brings that down because, theoretically, during Ben HaShmashos, you could say it's Safek Yom, Safek Laila, you could say it's either we don't know, or you could say it's both. It's both day and night. You could daven Mincha and Maariv during Ben HaShmashos. That's why it's not maybe perhaps a Tartar Desatre. Because it's both has, it has properties of day and properties of night.
What are we going to say here?
seems to me, what we were thinking, when I lived in the mansions, done winter, winter and summer, on a Friday night, 20 minutes after driving, and
awesome. Now let's see what happens. Gentlemen, turn back to page one. This is the Shmira Shabbos Kehilchasa. He bases himself on two things. Number one is Tosefa Shabbos D'Oraisa overrides a Mincha D'Rabbanan, and number two, Mincha should be davened before Shkia. So, if the Shmira Shabbos Kehilchasa would be the end of the story, that would be the end of the Shir. You all know what to do. Make sure your shuls have proper davening times. Make sure they come on time, and if they don't, they're tough. You better daven b'yichidus. Comes along the Tzitz Eliezer and disagrees. Who's the Tzitz Eliezer? He wasn't called Tzitz Eliezer at his birth. Rav Eliezer Waldenberg, a wonderful Jew, lived in Yerushalayim, a posek adir, the posek of Shari Tzedek Hospital for many, many years, wrote endless, endless response to literature, died within the 20th century, if I recall correct. No, maybe he did come to the 21st century, I don't recall, but he was mamish in our time. So he had this problem in Yerushalayim. He makes mincha, I don't know, whatever time it is, 4:35, and they're waiting, and they're waiting, and they're waiting. And what do you do? So he had a question from Shaarei Tzedek Hospital. A gentleman's in bed, and he was Mekabel Shabbos. Then he said, oh my gosh, I didn't daven mincha. I'll put my Perush Rashi into it. He lit candles for Shabbos. According to the Bahag, Paskin by the Ramah, when you light candles for Shabbos, you're Mekabel Shabbos, at least a woman. So he was Mekabel Shabbos in his mind, or his mindset, or even said on Mekabel Shabbos. And he didn't daven mincha yet. What do you do? Says the Tzitz Eliezer. The Chazei Havit, I looked in a book called Petach Dvir, Al Or HaChayim, Ot Yud Aleph, Vekaf HaChayim, Shemivim B'Shefer Zera HaEmet. There's a book called Zera Emet. I don't know who the author is, but he paskened as follows. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, in the name of the Zera Emet. So, Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, you daven mincha. Because Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach comes out in the Northern Hemisphere in daylight savings time, perhaps you daven mincha early, very early. And they're singing Lechadodi and Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, and it's still broad daylight outside. And then the guy all of a sudden gives a zetz in the cup and says, oh my gosh, I didn't say Yalla V'Yavo for Pesach at Mincha. The halacha is, if you didn't say Yalla V'Yavo, what are you supposed to do? Supposed to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Not getting into what happens if you hear Chazarat HaShatz, whatever. Assuming he has to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. What does he do? He already sang Lechadodi. He's already into Shabbos Chol HaMoed. In his mindset, he said Mizmor Shil, not the Yom HaShishi, but the Yom HaShabbos. What do you do? Says the Zera HaEmet, the Yachzor V'Yitpalel Mincha Shel Chol. Not Daven Ma'ariv twice. Go back and Daven Mincha. But you're already into Shabbos. How do you daven mincha? So Tzitz Eliezer has to deal with not Harold's Tarte de Satre, a different Tarte de Satre. What's the Tarte de Satre here? What's the inner contradiction?
You've already accepted Shabbos.
You've already accepted Shabbos. So how can you daven mincha Friday? If it's already Saturday, how can you daven mincha Friday? Explains to Tzitz Eliezer thus. And he says, the Zera Emet didn't say it, and then afterwards he got the book and he saw that what he thought, actually the Zera Emet says, it's a beautiful thing. He saw the Zera Emet being quoted in a book. He didn't see the Svara. He thought, what was the Svara? And then years later he found the book, and guess what? Boom, it was the same Svara. That probability of that happening is 1 to 1,000. You all know the joke, right? Reb Chaim Brisker made a living out of the Rambam. Finally gets up to heaven, he goes to the, meets the Rambam. He bows down to the Rambam, he says, Rabbeinu, when you contradicted yourself between here and there, you meant Chefza Gavra? The Rambam says, no, I didn't mean that. And when you contradicted yourself over there, you meant this is a din klali, this is a din prati? He says, no, I didn't mean that. So Reb Chaim walks away and says, ah, what does a Svarti know about a Rambam? Gentlemen, quite frankly, the probability that he would think exactly like the Zera Emet is very low. So what was the Svara of the Zera Emet? How come? If you already said Mizmor Shir, you said Lechadodi, you're ready into Shabbos, you can go back and daven Mincha on Friday. What's the Svara? Yes, Bruce.
Does this mean that a halachic reality never actually trumps the real reality if needed?
We'll see. that's not what he says, but it's an interesting thought. I don't think so, in terms of Kabbalah Shabbos. He says, number one, when the Shulchan Aruch that we started the shir with says that if the Tzibur already daven mincha, you can't daven with them. It's basically, if the Tzibur mekabel Shabbos, it involves you. That's if the congregation goes ahead and accepts Shabbos. In this case, who accepted Shabbos? The Yachid. And the Magen Avraham himself made that distinction between a Yachid and a Tzibur. Since this gentleman in his hospital bed accepted Shabbos, and then he came to Shul, and it's still broad daylight outside, he says, there's a difference between a Yachid and a Tzibur in this particular realm. And he goes on to say, and I quote, Din Yachid shekibel Shabbat mida'ato kodem atzibur, kidin hayayim atzibur velo inayim mohem. It's as if you already accepted Shabbos, but you come into Shul and you find out, whoops, it's not Shabbos yet. So basically, the guy accepted Shabbos in his mind, but ultimately, it's not Shabbos yet. And then he brings the famous Taz. He says, if you want to know why I'm right, I'll tell you why I'm right. The Taz not only says this with regard to an individual, he says this with regard to a whole congregation. If there's a three-day yontif of Rosh Hashanah, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and Friday, they did not blow shofar yet. Friday is a suffik d'oraisa. From our perspective, not exactly today, but it was a suffik d'oraisa, if it's Rosh Hashanah or not. And the Tzibur mekabel Shabbos early on Friday. They davened early, it's still broad daylight outside, and all of a sudden someone comes in and says, I got a shofar. What do you do? If it's already Shabbos, it's Gimel Tishrei, it's Shabbos Shuva, it's not Rosh Hashanah. Going on this, says the Taz, you blow shofar. And even though there was a Kabbalah Shabbos, says the Taz, it's like a Kabbalah Shabbos betot. You would never have accepted Shabbos. You did it by mistake. Had you known a shofar was coming, you would wait. You didn't know a shofar was on the way.
Yeah, but blowing shofar, not blowing shofar is the Rabbanan, actually.
On the second day. Good point. But he basically says, even if it is the Rabbanan on the second day, quite frankly, it overrides the din of Tosefes Shabbos. So based on these two things, number one is, a yachid of a Kabbalah Shabbos is not as strong as the Tzibur Mekabel Shabbos. And number two, the Taz that says, even if you did accept Shabbos, if something more important comes along, you could say, oh, I accepted Shabbos by mistake. Namely, shofar comes along, and in our case, what came along? The minyan. You could daven. Guess who paskins like the Tzitz Eliezer?
How far do you take it, though? I mean, someone...
The Yalkut Yosef, the Rav Ovadia Yosef. Rav Ovadia Yosef, also paskins like the Tzitz Eliezer. So ultimately, according, we're just going to sum up here, then I'll take two questions. Gentlemen, we have a machlokas. If you come to shul at 4:35, shkia's at 4:48, and there's no minyan, and you're waiting, and you're waiting, and you're waiting. So if the minyan comes in at 4:40, dead giveaway, what do? You daven a hecha kedusha. Done. 5 minutes. You got yourself everything. That's exactly why the hecha kedusha is there, for those situations. Fine. They come on time, as they should, also no problem. But if they come in at 4:48, and you see it's already 4:45, the Yadavin b'yichidus, and you gain your mincha before shkia plus Tosefes Shabbos, where do you wait? Knowing that the minion's about to come. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kehachasa, Davin b'yichidus, says the Tzitz Eliezer, together Rav Ovadia Yosef, wait for the minion. Now, what are our two problems? Problem number one is, you miss out on mincha before shkia. Well, you look on the left side of the page. The Shulchan Aruch says you can daven mincha ad halayla. We don't know what layla means. He goes on to say ad halayla, ad halayla, ad halayla, and simon reish lamed gimel. We don't know what he means. I'm assuming in my modern Hebrew, layla means what? Night. But just in case you had a suffix, comes along the Ramon says imit palel mincha ad halayla dehainu ad seita kochavim. So the mincha is not an issue. The Mishnah Berurah indeed says on this, lav dafka. He says as many poskim that disagrees, but he acknowledges that the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah say you can daven mincha till tzeit kochavim. Thus in Manchester, if they daven 20 minutes after shkia, it was absolutely in accordance with not favofen of poskim that you can find in the bottom of a shelf, Shulchan Aruch plus Ramah. More so in terms of the problem of mincha, we are taken care of. What about the problem of Tosefes Shabbos? We haven't dealt with that. What are we going to do about the Sefer Shabbos? Is there a situation where you can daven mincha after Shkia and still do Tosefes Shabbos before? In which you say, it's Shabbos! Ashrei Yashrei Veitecha. Is there such a situation? God willing, gentlemen, I'm going to do something vicious. I'm going to make you wait till next week. Next week we will deal with that question. Can we theoretically say I accepted Shabbos at 4:30? And then at 4:40, daven mincha of Friday. Is there such a situation?
Just sit up with that in the hospital. The person accepted Shabbos and daven mincha afterwards.
Right. That's what the Tzitz Eliezer said.
Exactly,
you could do it.
That's exactly what
but
you
I want to be clear. In terms of mincha, we have the Ramah. We have the Shulchan Aruch. You can daven mincha till Tzeit HaKochavim. In terms of Hilchos Tfilas Mincha Mamish, you should daven before Shkia, just to quote Rav Ovadia Yosef from Yabia Omer at the end. Mitzvah min amuvcha litpalel b'tzibur tefilat amincha lachash v'chazara kodim shkiat hachama. That's the way it should be. U'mikol makom imitmanu v'lo yitpalelu mincha tshishaka hachama. If people didn't come on time, kegon shimtinu shiye minyan. Shapir dami litpalel mincha gam acharei hashkia v'meshech kol zman ben hashmashmot. And he doesn't say yahechi kedusha. Tefilat lachash v'chazara. Because you have the Ramon, the Shulchan Aruch. So in terms of Hilchos Tfilas Mincha, you're covered. You're fine. The problem we have is, how can you get in a Tosefes Shabbos and still daven Mincha? How can you on one side of your mouth say Good Shabbos and on the other side of your mouth daven the Friday davening? How can you do that? If Friday morning you put on Tefillin and you say Good Shabbos, you say it's an inner contradiction. You're putting on Tefillin, we don't put on Tefillin on Shabbos, and you're saying Good Shabbos. How can you do that? You can't do that. So how did the Tzitz Eliezer allow it? That you'll have to wait till next week where we'll deal with that.